Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Away we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is the Fan Upstate. Good morning, Upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. What up, world? Great to be with you. I am Rob Brown, the great Lonzo on the other side of the metaphorical glass of 4 hour sports talk extravaganza begins right now. I hope all is well. I hope you're having just an absolutely spectacular start to your Wednesday. Hope that you got a good night's sleep last night. Got your angelic little heads laid down, rested, ready, recovered to rock and roll today because we have a day. We have a day to get to and through. The NFL trade deadline coming to its conclusion yesterday. MLB hot stove action is just that, very hot early in the offseason. And of course, late last night, the college football playoff rankings dropped for the very first time.
It was at 7 o'clock. That's not late.
I mean, they came out at like 7:30. We had to make a whole, production out of it. We had to make a whole scene out of it. They couldn't come on and go, all right, welcome to the college football playoff selection show. Number one, Oregon. Number two. Who was two?
That would be the Ohio State University. I am curious as to why they did that at 7 o'clock. Anyway, you think they would have did it earlier because attention was elsewhere.
Tuesdays at 7. That's their thing. They can say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to run an episode of The Big Bang Theory tonight because
NXT moved to Wednesday. They knew what they were doing. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, I think they moved to Newsday I think they moved to Tuesday because they're on a network that covers the election. ESPN's not really going heavy on election coverage.
Well, I don't know because they didn't watch it. So I mean, they could have. But I get why they do that because going forward, it will be appointment viewing for anyone who is interested in college football.
Oh, it's going to be the most interesting thing on television on Tuesday nights for the foreseeable future.
Or they can do what I do and just look online later. You don't have to wait for all that. You can go do other things. I mean, they're not going to be going to get fascinating analysis from people.
Fascinating,
I guess.
That's what we're here for.
Right. So why do I need to watch them?
To get other people's fascinating analysis.
Yeah, I don't care about other people.
Yeah, I like knowing where other people are.
Except for Joey. I love Joey. Joey's awesome.
Joey?
On the broadcast. Never mind.
Joey?
On the ESPN broadcast. Former Ohio State player.
Oh.
Been there forever. It's okay.
I stayed up late last night, okay?
Yeah, we know.
I stayed up late last night watching the college football playoff selection show, doing my 8:20 p.m. slot on Tuesday nights on BetMGM tonight. And then I lit myself a fire. I poured myself a lovely bottle of bourbon barrel aged Cabernet Sauvignon. And sat outside by the uh, by the fire pit last night and just watched our democratic process play out across the nation. And then went to bed, got up, got ready this AM, was very late, and here we go. All right. Oregon number one, Ohio State University number two, Georgia number three, Miami are your top four seeds. Now, we do know that the teams that are ranked right now, and this was a point that got brought up last night when I was on BetMGM tonight with Ryan Horvath and Brad Evans. Brad said, Rob, is there anything that the committee got wrong here? Is there anything that jumps off the page as inaccurate? Is there anything that jumps off the page that you have a problem with? And Zoe, to me, the answer is no. There wasn't really anything on these rankings I have an issue with.
I was a little surprised about Ohio State being at number two, but that's going to work itself out because if they play Oregon in the Big Ten Championship, which is a very good shot that's going to happen, that takes care of itself. And right now, how they played each other, I mean, to me, and I am biased, they do look like number one and number two in the country.
It's hard to say no. There's between them, there's one loss, and the only loss for number two is to number one.
By how many points?
Not much. Georgia's loss to Alabama, who is now 6-2, hath been diminished a little bit. So it's no shock that 7-1 Georgia's down. The only thing I would say is maybe a bit perplexing is Miami being 9-0 between Georgia and Texas. Because if the one loss Georgia Bulldogs, whose loss came to the now number 11 ranked team in America, if the one loss for Georgia is good enough to drop them, or I guess I should say bad enough to drop them behind Ohio State, but ahead of Miami, why is Miami ahead of Texas, who lost to Georgia? Georgia and Texas, to me, whether you have them 3-4 ahead of Miami at 5, or whether you have them at 4-5 behind Miami at 3, to me, Georgia and Texas ought to be right next to each other, and Miami's either good enough to be ahead of them at 9-0 or bad enough to be both behind both of them at number 5.
So if you are a committee member and you're watching the recent games from all those teams and the competition that they're playing against, you're saying Miami's playing better competition, so they should be higher.
No, I'm saying, why are they higher than Texas but lower than Georgia? Why are they wedged in the middle? If I'd woke up today and they said Miami is number 3 ahead of Georgia and Texas at 4-5, I'd have said fine. And honestly, I'm good acknowledging the ACC is not impressive this year. So if I'd have woke up this morning and they said Georgia 3, Texas 4, Miami 5, I would have been fine with that. I just don't understand what's the system we utilize here. Again, I don't think the rankings are bad. There's nobody I have a problem with, but how do the ranking qualifications work that Miami is between Georgia and Texas?
I get all that. There are other undefeated teams that are lower down. So, like SMU.
SMU is not undefeated. SMU has
You're
a
right.
loss.
They do have a loss.
They have a
Indiana,
loss down the line.
Indiana.
Indiana's
yes.
undefeated. For sure, they check in at number 8. BYU is undefeated. They check in at number 9. So, and again, I don't have an issue with it. I pointed this out on the game, on BetMGM tonight, last night. I think it was Horvath that said, can Indiana beat Ohio State? And what I said, and we're going to talk about this later in the show. What I said yesterday evening on that broadcast, great one, was, this game to me is very interesting, Ohio State, Indiana, because on one hand, I am a big Kurt Cignetti guy. Big Kurt Cignetti guy. I like this dude a lot. And on top of that, I think it is time for America to recognize that while we've all had fun with the Kurt Cignetti appearance at IU, with the Hoosiers. Well, it's been fun. I think it's time for America to recognize a pretty good football team. Pretty good football team. Specifically on the defensive side of the football, I didn't know this. I went looking up the rankings and whatnot last night. This football team, in terms of the run defense, they are top 15 in every run defensive category, and they are top 10 in most of them, top 5 in a few of them. I think they are, if I recall correctly, because I didn't pull it up before I arrived at this, they are number 1 in the country as a rush defense. They're like number 4 in the country in yards allowed. They're number 5 in the country in first downs allowed. I think the worst stat they have is they're like number 16 in touchdowns allowed or something like that. But they make you drive the length of the field very slowly to score. It's a good team, especially defensively. But, and this is where the conversation gets interesting. Are they there, great one? Because they haven't really played anybody, which I'm sorry. I think we've kind of, that is kind of a conversation, I think, specifically this year that more people are paying attention to. Indiana's opponents, FIU, Western Illinois, UCLA, the Charlotte 49ers, Maryland, Northwestern, Nebraska. Turns out maybe I was a bit, I don't know, enthusiastic about Nebraska.
Just a little bit.
They're 5-4. They're not that good. I don't know what I expected.
You would have learned your lesson, but, you know.
With
that guy.
Matt Rule's a different Matt Rule than NFL Matt Rule.
Is he though?
Yes.
I mean, does the record reflect that?
Not today, but I would say not today, but also just like he did at Baylor, just like he did it that other school he's at, Rutgers. It took him 3 years at those schools to get it right. This is not year 3 for him at Nebraska.
This is also the current Big Ten where, you know, it's not just too top heavy anymore. There's a couple other teams in there.
I don't even know that I can go that far. It's Oregon, obviously. It's Ohio State.
So you don't think Michigan will be back?
They're not. It doesn't matter about 2025.
It's about right now. Okay. All right.
Right now, no. Michigan stinks right now.
You're right.
Stinks right now. They stink. So I got 9-0 Indiana. I got 9-0 Oregon. I got 7-1 Ohio State. I got 7-1 Penn State. But, like, does anybody believe in Penn State?
More than Nebraska? Yes.
I mean, sure, if you want to say Penn State's better than anybody else in the Big Ten, that's great. Would you take Penn State over Georgia right now? Miami right now?
We were talking about Nebraska, though.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean,
but point that I'm making here is I'm not going to, I can't accept, well, that, you know, Nebraska's in a world's different Big Ten. No, they're not. It's the same Big Ten it always is. You just added Oregon to the mix.
All right. This coach is in the Big Ten where he was not. He did well in other places, but this is the Big Ten.
Gotcha. I thought we were talking about Nebraska overall. I agree with that.
No, we were talking about Matt Rule.
Yeah.
I mean, that entire time.
I agree with that. Here's what I'll say. As far as the college football playoff rankings go, there's not much that I have a problem with. Oregon, number 1? Absolutely. Georgia, number 3 behind Ohio State. I probably? I think I got to leave them where they are because that loss is a good one. We're going to figure out the Ohio State thing because they've got Indiana down the line. Number 8, Indiana's got them down the line. And then, you know, the Ducks will either have probably Ohio State or Indiana at the end of the year. There's still a path for number 6 Penn State that is available for sure. But it looks like it's one of those two teams versus the Ducks. And then, we'll have those three spots inside the top 10. Someone will rise, the other shall fall. And fall doesn't necessarily mean they fall out of those playoffs. We all know that. But this Indiana-Ohio State game to me is very interesting because it is going to be a referendum on the belief that y'all ain't played nobody is a fair way to criticize or critique a team, right? Because Ohio State has played somebody. They played two somebodies. They're 1-1 against somebodies. They lost to a very good Oregon team. They beat a good Penn State team, but a Penn State team that annually has these catastrophic moments for James Franklin. So I don't know if Indiana truly can beat Penn State. Because again, as much as I am enjoying the ride, as much as I'm having fun with it, at the end of the day, they ain't played nobody, Paul. They ain't played nobody. Ohio State has 1-1. Indiana ain't played nobody. So this will be a referendum on whether it is fair or not to make a judgment call based on a team's performance and against who they performed against. But we'll circle back around to that game a little bit later on.
Were you shocked that Clemson is still in this ranking?
No, not really. They're 6-2. I mean, they're 6-2.
Yeah, well, we already talked about the competition in the ACC.
But I agree.
At least Louisville is above them.
Louisville is above them at number 22.
And they have three losses.
Colorado has two losses out of the Big 12. They're number 20. Kansas State, same story. They're number 19. Ole Miss and LSU and Texas A&M are 16, 15, 14. They all have two losses. Alabama's number 11. They have two losses. Now, you obviously have to state this year, more than most, that there is a hell of a lot of difference between two losses in the SEC and the ACC. All right? I'm sorry, ACC fans. I have been on your side for a very long time, but one conference is clearly better than the other.
Hey, Rob, you know the cool part about this? You know, last year, you were out if you had two losses. This year, you're not.
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all. You're very alive with two losses. In fact, again, we talked about this yesterday. I would say that inside the top 25, Zoe, the only teams I would say in the top 25 that absolutely do not have a shot, I don't think three-loss Louisville can go. Now, I pointed this out yesterday, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show. No one from the ACC except Miami can go without winning the ACC. I am convinced, I said this last night as well, I am convinced that the Atlantic Coast Conference will have one team in. The Atlantic Coast Conference will have one team in. Unless somebody beats Miami in the ACC title game. Which, by the way, Miami's been toying with the loss for a while. They've been teetering. As Steven Tyler once said, living on the edge. Playing with fire. I think there's an L coming for Miami. Now, if Miami loses a regular season game and in the ACC title game, then I do not think that they will get in. They will give that spot to an SEC team. How do I know? Because Alabama is 6-2 and they're ranked number 11 inside that playoff 12. Told you last year, Alabama gets bonus points because of the brand. They absolutely do. And here's our proof once again. They're the highest ranked two-loss team and it ain't particularly close. Next two-loss team is Texas A&M, two more spots back. Bonus points. But at the same time, the bonus points kind of hard to push back this year when the SEC is head and shoulders better than the ACC, who has one team inside of the top 10. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. Rob Brown, the great Milanzo, and you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate, Rob, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the show. 844-326-3663. 844-FANFONE. That is the number to the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas Fan Phone. 844-FANFONE. 71307. That is the text line. 71307. Is the number to the text line. If you want to jump on board, you are certainly welcome to. We'd love to have you. You can also shoot me a tweet at the Rob Brown Show. You can send one over to the great one, Lonzo, at Lonzo on Word. Get at everybody up in here at the Fan Upstate. For those of you looking, we will maybe get the stream going a little later in the show. Unfortunately, we have had a slight equipment malfunction on the show this AM. So hopefully, we'll have the stream up very, very shortly. In the meantime, no stream yet. We will let you know when we are getting closer to getting that bad boy up and running. But we are glad to have you here on the traditional radio airwaves this AM. The Red Memorial Hotline is open for you as well. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. You can get on the Fan Upstate page on the Audacy app. And in the middle of said page, there's a little microphone button. It's a little circle right in the middle of the page. Click that. You can leave up to a 60-second voice note that comes directly to the great one and I. It's the Audacy app. The Fan Upstate page, the Ray Memorial Hotline. You can leave a message on the Ray Memorial Hotline morning, night, daytime, overnight, doesn't matter. Whenever you want, in whatever condition you're in, feel free to leave us a voice note. Go to the Odyssey app, go to the Fan Upstate page, click on the little circle button, and get at us, bro. Come at me, bro. We'd love to have you. So, we're talking college football playoffs. The inaugural 12-team rankings dropped last night. Army checks in 25th. They are 8-0, just behind Mizzou at 6-2 out of the SEC. Clemson begins the playoff rankings in the 23rd spot. One spot behind the team that just handed them L number 2, the Louisville Cardinal. Washington State 21, Colorado starts at number 20 in the rankings, one spot behind Kansas State at 7-2. They line up behind Pittsburgh, Iowa State, Ole Miss, and LSU. That is 18 through 15. A&M is 14, one spot behind number 13, SMU. Boise State, Alabama, and Notre Dame go 12-11-10 inside the top 10. Number 9, BYU. Indiana is 8, Tennessee 7. Penn State is 6. Texas, number 5, Miami 4, Georgia 3, Ohio State 2, and Oregon 1. We talked a little bit about this in the last segment. There's really not anything in these opening playoff rankings that I'm upset about. There's a couple of things I'm interested in. I am interested in why it is that Miami is wedged between Georgia and Texas. It seems to me like they'd either be right ahead of both or right behind both. And this is not a, it's not even like I have a big problem with it. I don't really have a big problem with it. Like, okay, whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, it just kind of is what it is. It's more along the lines of what workflow was established that decided that Miami gets wedged in between these two teams. I don't really have a good grasp on that. No problem with Penn State at number six. They have one loss. That loss was to the number two team in the country. Here is another one, great one. And this is something else that I really always have kind of taken issue with. And that is, I don't think that the timing of a loss should matter as much as we make it matter. Oregon knocks off Ohio State and makes them 7-1. That was week 4, 3, whatever it was.
It was pretty early, yeah.
Yeah. Week 3 or 4, whatever it was. Ohio State has not lost a game since then. That's the number one team in the country. And Ohio State is credited with a debut at the number two spot. Penn State lost to number two in the initial rankings. Now, Ohio State obviously did have one loss already on the docket at the time that Penn State lost to them. But that one loss is to number one. And it was a handful of weeks ago. So why is Ohio State's loss to Oregon, number one in the country, good enough to move them to number two, but Penn State's loss to number two enough to drop them down behind Georgia, Miami, and Texas? Why is Penn State not stacked up at three if Big Ten losses to top two teams clearly aren't enough to knock you out of one of those top two spots? Why is Penn State not up at the top right behind Ohio State?
I guess you have to look at it and believe its committee values SEC over Big Ten. SEC over everything.
But Ohio State and Penn State have the exact same record.
Oh, I know.
They have the exact same qualifications, right?
I get it. And Georgia has one loss, and Texas has one loss, and they're both in the SEC. And Miami's undefeated. I have no problem with Miami being where they are.
Nor do I. I will say this, and we had ESPN's Marty Smith on the show last week, and he said it, and I agree with him. Miami's playing with fire. Have been playing with fire. They've been bailed out a couple of times. They got bailed out against Virginia Tech. They got bailed out against Louisville. They've been playing with fire, and they are remarkably close to getting burned at some point. We'll see if it happens or if they are undefeated into the ACC title game. But, like I said, what I don't understand is how Ohio State can lose one game to number one Oregon and be ranked number two behind Oregon, and how Penn State can have one loss to number two Ohio State, but drop all the way down to sixth. Does that make sense? Do I make sense, or am I speaking out of my booty right now?
Apparently, some losses mean more than others, and I get that. And also, maybe it's James Franklin's attitude, so they just decide to knock him down a couple notches.
Come
with a better attitude, James, and maybe we'll move you up a little.
What's your name, son? Tell me your name. Be a man. Tell me your name. Shut up. I'm going to go over here and ring the victory bell. You didn't victory, coach. You did the opposite of victorying. You negative victory. That's a loss. You don't ring the victory bell when you lose. I got to tell you right now, I think it was a friend of the show, Joey B, the other day, who said, oh, well, we just got to change the name of it. Penn State fans are going to love this. Now across America, it shall be known as the moral victory bell. You ring it when you feel good about what you did, right? The moral victory bell.
That bell would have been rung a lot this year, I think. The moral victory bell.
The moral victory bell.
Yeah.
We need a moral victory bell up in here. We got to find a bell. We need a bell. Need a bell. Not a bell sound effect. We need an actual bell, like a moral victory bell. Reach over and ding, ding, ding that thing when we feel good about ourselves. Hey, good segment. Ding, 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 ding.
That's what the moral victory bell sounds like to me. But I could be.
Moral victory bell.
I think there's a bell in the office. I might actually have one.
Like an actual bell?
Well, they gave those away for
radio. Not a cowbell. I don't want no damn cowbell up in here. This ain't Mississippi State.
Fine.
We're better than that.
What do you want to do? Want like
a
something
bell.
From a boxing ring or a wrestling ring?
A bell.
So you can have a mallet.
No. I want a bell, like a football team's victory bell. Got the little string hanging out the bottom, and there's a little thing inside of it, and you
I know what a bell looks like.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. I want that. I want a bell. I want a real bell, like a ship bell.
I don't understand why a cowbell doesn't work just as well.
Because that's not, it's a cowbell, A, and B, because
this is a kind of bell that has a thingy in it, but it's on a stick and you can shake it.
That's a cowbell.
No. To me, a cowbell has to be hit with a drumstick.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. A bell you hang on a cow, with the cows out there hitting their own old bells with a cow with a drumstick.
Man, I wish we were on video.
Farmer Fred! Clang, 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 clang.
By the way, you're right.
Ready to come in, Fred! Clang, 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 clang.
You're right. I sit corrected.
Will Ferrell.
Didn't realize you had so much cow knowledge, but, you know.
I think I need much knowledge to know cows can't hit bells with drumsticks. They are incapable of doing so, as they lack opposable thumbs.
Have you never seen a Chick-fil-A commercial? They absolutely can.
Paint billboards.
Those are real cows, by the way.
All right. So the point of all of this, however, the point of all of this is I do wonder what the process was. I hope that the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, as we progress through the year, will be open and transparent. We'll find out today if any of the talking heads from that organization.
Come on. Whenever they give their explanations, it's very political. And the answer is, you know, never a direct answer or rarely a direct answer. I mean, maybe they give one.
I'm hoping with 12 teams, because with 12 teams coming in, they got a little bit more room for fluff, you know? Can't really fluff when you got four spots to hand out to six or seven teams. You can fluff when you got 12 spots, and we all know there's going to be a team or two that gets in that ain't going to do a damn thing. So I'm hoping we get some more explanation. Because, and this is my biggest problem with the Playoff Selection Committee, their initial rankings, they stay anchored to those. They don't want to move anybody up or down unless something monumental happens. Either somebody loses or somebody wins so big that you have to move them up. And that's an issue. We'll talk more about it. Rob Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate. Despite a loss to the Oregon Ducks earlier this year, the Ohio State Buckeyes are actually the odds-on favorite to win a national championship this year. I find that interesting. I really do. But I also say this. I find it interesting, not because I don't think the Buckeyes are a national championship contender. And before you get all up in your feelings about, well, Rob Brown, they don't have a championship caliber quarterback, I don't disagree. Will Howard's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay.
He's yeah.
We good with that? We good with okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Championships have been won on every level without a superstar quarterback.
I argue Michigan did it last year. I mean, literally, what's the example? Last year, the last one. J.J. McCarthy was a quarterback.
He was having a decent year before he got hurt in the NFL, so we'll never be able to know until he gets back and starts playing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Bo Nix has showed up and been, I don't want to say good, he's been better than I expected for the Broncos. We'll see if J.J. McCarthy tells me I can STFU as well. We'll find out. But you want to know what's interesting? I think I said this yesterday to you, great one. I think Ohio State, Indiana, I think that game's going to be over in about 15 minutes. That might be the fastest college football game in history, because there ain't no reason for either one of these teams to throw the football at all. These two teams ought to just be running it down each other's throats over and over. And that game ought to last. Legitimately, that game should start at 7:30 p.m., not noon. We play that game at night, please. We play that game at night.
No.
Play that game at night.
Play that game at noon so I can watch it.
No.
I mean, I don't care about you. It's not your team. It's my team. So play it at noon when I can watch it. I love that these games have been at noon, because I get to watch the entire thing before I go and do my Saturday evening job.
I'll tell you, Grandpa, we're playing this thing at 7:30. It's night football.
By the way, it has nothing to do with my age. It has to do with my job.
Yeah, Alonzo works at night.
And I like to be able to watch my team play before I go to work.
I mean, and I like being a million. Okay, I don't know if I do or not. I'm assuming I would. But nobody's making it happen for me.
if you are a good team or a great team, it doesn't matter what time you're playing.
I'm not saying the football's better or worse. I'm saying it's more fun at night. This is all about fun. This is all about entertainment for me. Night games are more entertaining. And end of story. Is South Carolina's game against Texas A&M fun at noon? No, it was fun because we cut out the lights and we got the flashies in the sandstorm and all that.
All right, from a fan perspective, you're right. But from a team perspective, a victory at noon is the same as a victory at night.
Oh, just so we're very, very clear, I am only talking about this from the perspective of a college football fan. Night games are better. Night games with a fan base that's been tailgating since 7 in the morning are more fun at 7 p.m. than they are at noon. Get it? Fix it, Big Ten. Fix it. Okay. So, Ohio State plus 350 to win the national championship. Georgia plus 400. The Oregon Ducks plus 450.
All right. Before last night, before this came out, who would you have thought would have the best odds? Would it have been Oregon?
No, I think it would have been Georgia, then Oregon, then Ohio State. I think I would have said Georgia 1. I think I would have said Ducks 2. I think I would have said Buckeyes 3. Because, by the way, like we're all talking about this, Ohio State ain't guaranteed a spot in the Big Ten championship game right now. They lose to Indiana, they ain't going.
They lose to anybody.
But right, that's fair.
Yeah, but
that's just Indiana's the only team that's actually got a shot to beat you left, I think.
Well, they're also undefeated. So, I mean, just record-wise, you have to beat Indiana.
Well, you have to beat Indiana, not just because you can't lose another game, but you can't lose another game because of Indiana. And there's it's not going to happen, but there is the potential for Ohio State to beat Indiana, and Indiana still to go, because they'll only have one loss at that point, too. And so then the question becomes, does the committee or does the Big Ten favor for whatever end spot they end up being? Is there a spot where Ohio State, drops one to Michigan and gets bumped for Indiana anyway?
I mean, all that is possible, but if you have 3 1-loss teams going up against Oregon, Ohio State's going to get the nod because they will beat the other two teams. I mean, so head-to-head, they will beat Penn State, who will have one loss, and they will beat Indiana, have one loss.
That's true. Indiana, by the way, 35-1 to win the Natty. Same odds as Ole Miss. Better odds than LSU at 40-1. Clemson, 50-1. A&M, 66-1. SMU, 66-1.
It's my guy, Joey.
Who? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm watching it, too. I'm watching it, too. All right. So, Ohio State plus 350.
Who's the pasty guy next to him, though?
I got a problem with Greg McElroy right now.
Me, too. I did not like his takes on anything. So
I actually don't dislike Greg McElroy talking about individual football games. I'm kind of over him as a playoff guy. Last night, he was on an absolute heater last night that BYU was ranked all the way down at number 9. He's like, oh, no. And my thought was,
look at Booger's face. He's like, shut up.
It's just Booger's face. Booger's just ready to hit Greg again. Last night he was all on about BYU. He's like, oh, disrespect. They're down at number 9, undefeated. This team's whatever. And I go, wait a minute. Respectfully. What have the Cougs done this year? Who are the Cougs this year, right? Who are the Cougs? Indiana's down there because Indiana ain't played nobody, Paul. BYU has played one ranked team. They played Kansas State. Outside of that, UCF, Oklahoma State, who ain't good. Arizona, who ain't good. Baylor, Wyoming. They did beat SMU. I take it back. They did beat SMU. That's a good win. Handed SMU their only loss. I forgot about that. Greg McElroy was last night making the argument about, eye test and what they 3-point win over SMU, by the way, making the point about eye test and yada, yada, yada. It felt to me, and maybe I'm being sensitive, but it felt to me like last night, a lot of the arguments that McElroy was coming up with, if you applied them last year, Alabama wouldn't have been in the playoffs. Florida State would. If you applied the arguments that McElroy was making last night, we'll circle back around to that later on in the show. But with these rankings, Ohio State odds on betting favorite at 3.5 to 1, Georgia 4 to 1, Oregon 4.5 to 1, Texas 5.5 to 1. Those are the only teams before you drop down to Miami at 11 to 1, Bama 18 to 1, Tennessee 18 to 1, Penn State 22 to 1, Notre Dame 30 to 1, 35 to 1 for Ole Miss, 35 to 1 for Indiana, 40 to 1 for LSU, 50 to 1 for Clemson, 66 to 1 for A&M and SMU, 100 to 1 or longer for everybody else, including the Michigan Wolverines, your reigning defending undisputed, who are 500 to 1 to win the net. They're not doing that. Don't put your money. Don't even think. Like, yeah, let me just put a dollar down and say no, yeah, no. Well, keep your dollar. Get yourself a pack of gum or something.
Don't give me the dollar. I'll take that dollar. I'll do something substantial with it.
Team stinks, man. Just absolutely stinks. All right. So, is there any of those numbers that shock you? I'm not shocked by Ohio State having the shortest odds because Ohio State will probably not lose another game. I like Indiana a lot. I said on national radio last night, I need America to stop treating Indiana like they're a gimmick team. I need y'all to stop treating the Hoosiers like they're a gimmick team. Like, and we've seen gimmick teams before. You know, we've seen gimmick teams that make it to this point of the season undefeated and they come against somebody and they get absolutely wrecked. I think Indiana's a good team. I do think Indiana's got the...
Does this have anything to do with you really in liking the coach? I mean, you know.
No, I mean, they caught my... What did DiCaprio say in Django? You had my curiosity. Now you have my attention. Right? Like, they caught my attention because of Kurt Cignetti. I didn't know who Kurt Cignetti was, but then he said... So I did. Turns out, he does win a lot everywhere he's been. And he's fun to follow. And then I started watching Indiana. Turns out it's a good football team. Now, once again, they ain't played nobody, Paul. So I think they got to prove it. But what I'm saying is, when you ain't played nobody, so I think there is a difference between they ain't played nobody, Paul, and they are undefeated, but they got a middle of the pack. Indiana's run defense is one of the best in the country. No one has figured it out yet. No one has run on the Hoosiers yet. Will that translate to Ohio State that has not one but two great running backs? IDK. I don't know. We'll find out. But I like that team a lot. And if Indiana knocks off Ohio State, they are going to jump very quickly from 35 to 1 up to, 10 to 1?
Yeah, if Indiana knocks off Ohio State, or if Ohio State loses to any team until the Big Ten championship, they're out of the playoffs.
Yep, I agree. Ohio State cannot lose another game. Indiana, if they lose another game, the only game I think they do lose is to Ohio State. And if they lose to Ohio State, I don't think there's a backdoor way into the playoffs for them. I think they have to beat Ohio State to get in. Now, if they beat Ohio State and then they lose to Oregon in the Big Ten Championship, I still think they go. I still think they're in, probably at 11 or 12. I think they're in. I think Ohio State gets bumped. The only question is, where does Penn State go in that situation if they don't lose another game? All right, we got a lot more of this we got to get to. There's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about.
By the way, if they lose to Oregon, it has to be that kind of game that they had when they played the first time. It has to be a close game. It can't be they got blew out.
Talking about Ohio State or Indiana?
Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. For sure. If you look, well, so I don't know. I think a two-loss Big Ten team with a Big Ten title appearance is going. I think you're going in at the bottom. I think you're going in like 11-12. But my question is, can you get in more than three out of the Big Ten? Can you get in more than three? Can you get in four? The initial projections put out yesterday, we had the SEC with four, and I was ready to railroad it. I was ready to get real mad, and then I looked at it, and I'm like, kind of makes sense? Kind of makes sense? A little bit? Can the Big Ten get four? Because if they don't, who's getting bumped? All right, we'll talk more college football playoffs a little bit later on in the show. NFL trade deadline was yesterday. College basketball season is underway. MLB hot stove is underway. We're going to get to everything as the show rolls on today. We got your water cooler cheat sheet coming up next. I got Denton Day from SiriusXM College Football Overtime joining us this afternoon. All that and more. This afternoon? No, stupid. This morning.
Well, that's what happens when you stay up too late.
Golly.
It seems like afternoon when it's not.
Ugh. I'm such a politics dork.
It's not even 7 a.m. yet. Yeah, I went to bed in my normal time.
I didn't. I'm a politics dork. I enjoy watching the process play out. I enjoy watching the system.
But you also stayed up for football and everything else this entire week. So,
that's also true.
Yeah.
That's also true. I enjoy...
Get some rest, old man.
I shouldn't. But I feel about the political game the same way I feel about football. I'm like, this is just entertaining. The drama's in the process, not the results.
I went to bed and saw how things were falling and know that things can switch around a whole lot.
Bro, it was a railroad, too.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
And so I woke up this morning going, And so instead of going there first, I went to X first and saw who won.
Half the country's having an existential crisis. And for the record, didn't matter who won yesterday. Half the country was going to have an existential crisis one way or the other.
Yeah, it was going to happen.
So, anyway, you know, we might as well sit back and be entertained by it, you know?
We're all still here. We're all still alive.
I'm looking outside.
Looks like people are going to work, doesn't
it? Yeah. I'm assuming. The sun will come up.
There might be some tears in some cars, but they're heading to work. You might want to stay away from them for the next couple of days, you know.
Sit back and enjoy the dulcet tones of the great Winlonzo.
Dulcet, that's me. First rankings for the 12-team college football playoff dropped last night, and the Oregon Ducks are number one. Their Big Ten rivals, Ohio State, are number two, followed by the SEC's Georgia Bulldogs and the ACC's Miami Hurricanes. Texas, Penn State, Tennessee, Indiana, BYU, and Notre Dame round out the top 10. Alabama leads Boise State, SMU, Texas A&M, and LSU are top 15, while Colorado is 20. Clemson comes in at 23, and Army is 25. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani underwent shoulder surgery yesterday for a torn labrum suffered during the World Series. According to the team, Ohtani suffered a slight dislocation while still in the base in Game 2 against the Yankees, and there's no word on how this will impact his return to pitching for the Dodgers. Tune in Friday at 7 as the Furman Paladins take on the Belmont Bruins in hard court action. It's Furman versus Belmont right here on your home for Paladins basketball, The Fan, Upstate.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.